Application for Tony, T-O-N-Y, Terry, D-E-R-R-Y, August 1971, address as a letter, Dr. Sarve Pali, 4193504. Dear Dr. Sarve Pali, consultation for Mr. Terry with progressive renal failure, difficult to control edema, high level of protein in the urine, and low blood serum albumin. He has morbid obesity, diabetes, dilated cardiomyopathy with negative workup for coronary artery disease. There has been a change of creatinine within the last 2.5 years. He follows cardiology Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R. Diuretics has been adjusted, has low ejection fraction, has been on beta blockers, blood pressure medications, presently off Entresto and Aldactone, does not follow a fluid restriction, appears to be drinking 3 liters or more, although trying to do low sodium. There is dyspnea at rest and minimal activities, has not used any oxygen, denies vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. There is some degree of orthopnea, no chest pain, palpitations, no gross like headiness or fainting episode, edema lower extremities, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms, does have neuropathy, pattern of the feet, no skin rash, bruises, bleeding nose, gums, no fever, headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes, obesity, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy with negative cardiac cath 2017, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, prior testing, no pulmonary emboli or severe valve abnormalities. Tongue neuropathy and diabetic retinopathy. Denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, seizures. Denies chronic liver disease, hepatitis. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion. No kidney stones. Next paragraph, procedure surgeries, including cardiac cath 2017 negative. Tonsils, cataract surgery, right eye, plastic surgery on the lip. Next paragraph, side effects to ACE inhibitor lisinopril with hives and throat swelling. As well as keratin, K-E-R-A-T-I-N-E, question mark. Next paragraph, present medications include Levimir, Novolog, potassium replacement, clonidine, Coreg, allopurinol, Norvas, Demadex, tenofibrate, glipizide, hydralazine, Xanax, Nurantin, Metolazone, Tramadol, Trazodone, presently no anti-inflammatory agents, and off Entresto and off Spironolactone. Next paragraph on review system. No history of kidney disease on family. Excuse me. A paternal uncle apparently was on dialysis because of diabetes. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 317. blood pressure 136/94 left sided, 142/90 on the right. Some degree of tachypnea. Oxygenation on room air, however, is 94%. Mild decreased hearing, alert orientation 3, normal eye movements. I don't hear localized valve whistles, appears clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, appears regular, premature beats, obesity of the abdomen, no rebound guarding tenderness, difficult to pulse internal organs, 2-3 plus edema below the knees, morbid obesity, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. I did an updated chemistries, excuse me. Updated chemistry shows creatinine at 2.6, normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate elevated at 30 with high chloride 112. Low protein, low albumin, 5.5, 3.1. The rest of the liver function test not elevated. Present GFR 29 to stage 4. Glucose was running in the low side 50s. Calcium is normal. I want to mention that the change of creatinine happened around 2021. Used to be 0.8 to 1, and then changed to 1.3, 1.5, 1.8, 1.9. October last year, 2.2, 2.1. December, 2.3, 2.4. And January, 2.2, 2.7, 2.6. Similar time frame for dropping of protein and albumin. Historically, presence of albumin creatinine ratio elevated in the 300s that turned into more than 2000. I did a protein creatinine ratio, which shows more than 20. He has elevated pro-BNP. I review records, cardiology, Dr. Mander. I want to highlight an echo from August 2022, ejection fraction 45%. Enlargement of left ventricle, enlargement of left atrium. This was limited echo. Another echo from May 2022. Ejection fraction 44%, mild left ventricular hypertrophy, enlargement of the left ventricle, severe enlargement left atrium, mild enlargement right heart. They did not consider evidence of pulmonary hypertension or minor valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has progressive renal failure, presently stage 4. Next number, evidence of nephrotic syndrome based on heavy proteinuria, edema, and low protein, low albumin. Next number, long-term diabetes, presently in the normal to low side, likely from advanced renal failure, historically poorly controlled. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, dilated cardiomyopathy with negative testing for coronary artery disease 2017. Predominant systolic dysfunction. Next number, no exposure to smoke. or alcohol. Next number, obesity, hypoventilation syndrome, sleep apnea, but has not been using treatment. No evidence of pulmonary hypertension based on the last couple of years echocardiogram. Next paragraph. Anemia without external bleeding, likely from progressive renal failure. Update iron studies, B12 folic acid. Next number, diabetes complications, including neuropathy, retinopathy. Next number, comments. The most important issue right now is that he has developed progressive renal failure as well as nephrotic syndrome, likely related to diabetic nephropathy, given the body size of the patient. Secondary focal segmental glomerulosclerosis is also in the differential diagnosis. We are going to test him for membranous nephropathy with appropriate serological testing. Given his age, we will rule out also plasma cell disorder. In the meantime, we discussed the importance of fluid restriction, he's drinking too much, continuous salt restriction, careful use of diuretics, agree with Dr. Mander, cardiology, to keep the present dose of torsemide and use the metolazone 2-3 times a week as needed. He needs to check daily weights, gaining 2.5-3 pounds between one day and the other. The will take diuretics. Tongue edema is coming from his renal failure CHF and medications like amlodipine. He also needs to be aggressively treated for sleep apnea, which might be exacerbating his underlying CHF, presently not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. We will try to introduce ARBs as he is allergic to ACE inhibitors because of the heavy proteinuria. We will discuss the pros and cons of a renal biopsy. If serology gives us an appropriate diagnosis, we will proceed accordingly. He also needs to be as physically active as possible, following a diet and some weight reduction if possible. The diabetes numbers running in the low side represents the advanced renal failure. The medication will need to be adjusted, presently on short long-acting insulin. He's also on glipizide, watch for the hypoglycemia. Plan to see him back on the next few weeks. Also discuss with the patient and wife, Melanie, end of dictation.